12. Listening. Exercise 4. A magazine reporter is asking young people about their relationships with their families. Listen to what three people said and choose the correct answers. What has changed for each speaker?
Hello, my name's Denise Murphy and I'm interviewing teenagers about family relationships. Have you got a few minutes?
Sure. I'm Mike and these are my friends, Gary and Millie.
Hi Mike, Gary, Millie. Nice to meet you all. So can you each tell me something about your relationships within your family?
I'm an only child. I've got no siblings. And my parents have always been quite strict. I have to be home at a certain time in the evening, and they have to know exactly where I'm going. They make me do my schoolwork and all my chores before I get my pocket money. When I was younger, there were times when I hated it all, and I could see that a lot of my friends' parents were more easygoing. But now I can see that it's because they really care about me and believe in me, and I feel I actually want to live up to their expectations. I also believe the discipline has taught me responsibility. I'd even say it stopped me being spoilt like most other children.
Yeah, well, I get along with my younger sister Emma pretty well. Now, my older brother Ian, he's a different story. We're really close in age, and ever since I can remember, he's bullied me. He used to stand in the doorway of my room making a noise while I was doing my homework. He wouldn't let me use the computer. He teased me until we got into a fight. You know, the usual. Where were Mum and Dad in all this? They told him to stop, but they never stayed around long enough to see if he really did. Well, I must say that in the past few months, things have changed a bit. I mean, he's a bit too old to be bullying and teasing me as much. But unfortunately, I can't say we're close. He's moving out soon to his own flat. Maybe things will improve then.
I'm an identical twin, and that had a big effect on my life, of course. Jesse and I can't imagine life without each other. We've always been best friends, and of course there have been the usual tricks and mix-ups. We used to sit in each other's lessons, and the teachers would never know, and even our boyfriends would get us mixed up. This was quite funny, but even so, we've always tried to make people see us as individuals, which isn't easy. I love being a twin, but in the last year or so, things have become a bit more complicated. Jessie has decided she wants to stand out and be more of her own person. She wants me to step back and live my own life, but I don't know how. It's really difficult for me that she doesn't want us to do everything together anymore.